Denmark's treason law was last applied in the aftermath of the Second World War, when 46 people convicted of collaborating with the occupying Nazis were executed. Now, the Justice Minister, Mette Frederiksen, has asked leading prosecutors to determine what should be the burden of proof to apply treason to those who fight under the banner of the so-called Islamic State or other radical groups. Denmark has 7 F-16 strike aircraft participating in the coalition mission against IS, and Ms. Frederiksen said there was an absurd situation where Danes could be fighting Danes. The move has been welcomed by opposition parties as a sign that the country is getting tougher against extremists. But the experience of police in the second city of Aarhus in seeking to prosecute returning fighters suggests the Danish authorities will have a hard time obtaining convictions. Aarhus has a jihadi rehabilitation project that is designed to neutralise the threat from radicals by helping them obtain jobs, education or welfare benefits as long as they have not committed crimes while fighting. So far, no prosecutions have occurred because of the lack of proof. But there have been Danes captured on Islamic State videos, including one who was filmed posing with severed heads. One frequently posted video shows Danish fighters shooting at photographs of Danes deemed enemies of Islam, including Kurt Vestergaard, the cartoonist who now lives under police protection after depicting Mohammed with a bomb in his turban. The prosecutors will now consider whether such videos contribute to the burden of proof. In some Western capitals, Denmark has been perceived as being soft on radicals. This new stance is a response to the Paris attacks, at a time when the police agency Europol says the threat to Europe is at its highest since September 11, 2001.